Well, so we have the great privilege this Shabbos to read Parshas Tetzaveh, the second in a series of Parshios which really reflect and bring us into the inner sanctum of the construction, the fabrication of the Mishkan, the Kohanic clothing. And, you know, as we say every year when we look at these Parshios, even though they're filled with details that at first glance appear not to be so relevant, because we're not building a Mishkan, we're never going to have a Mishkan again, but we know on a deeper level, every detail in the Torah is eternal. Every detail in the Torah is important. And every detail in the Torah teaches us not just historical lessons, but teaches us incredibly relevant contemporary lessons as well. And the Parshios of the Mishkan are truly no exception to this rule. The deeper meaning and the deeper metaphors that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us through in each of these mechanistic details, something that is, each of these details, life-changing, life-altering. So if we look towards the end of this week's parasha, so the Torah discusses the halachos of the ketores, that each and every morning, again, there's an incense offering, ketores, actually, morning and evening, there's a ketores offering that's offered by the Kohen. And the Torah says, this is in Perek Lamed Pasuk Zayin, v'hiktir alov aron ketores samem baboker baboker, v'heitivoes haneros yaktireno. So the Pasuk says, in Aaron, v'hiktir alov aron ketores samem, Aaron will go ahead and offer up the ketores. The ketores, remember, again, was the incense, which was made of multiple ingredients. And the ketores was burnt on the inner mizbeach. There was an inside mizbeach, an inner mizbeach called the mizbeach azov, the golden mizbeach. That was the mizbeach used for incense offerings. So the Torah tells me, when did Aaron offer up the ketores? Baboker, baboker, each and every morning, behetivo es haneros yaktireno. Now, the way we normally translate, ultimately, again, as behetivo es haneros, means that in the morning, when Aaron would clean out the lamps of the menorah, when he would clean out the receptacles of the menorah to ready it for hadlaka later on that day, so when he would clean out the menorah, he would also go ahead and offer up the ketores. But the Magid of Mezrich says something quite beautiful. The Magid of Mezrich, the primary disciple of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, says that etymologically, and he bases this on a pasuk in Yeshayah, he says, behitivo is also lashon of kibui, also means to extinguish. So behetivo es haneros means that when would Aaron go ahead and kindle the ketores? Behetivo es haneros, when he would extinguish the candles of the menorah. Not just simply clean out, but extinguish. The truth is, this fits into a general statement in the Gemara, that one of the miracles that occurred in the Beis HaMikdash was that the candles of the menorah remained lit throughout the night. And literally the Kohen the next morning, or at least in the Mishkan, had to go ahead and extinguish the menorah, clean it out, and then prepare it for relighting the next day. So the Mezrich Magid says that the Hitivo HaSaneros doesn't mean when he cleaned out the menorah, rather it means when he extinguished the lights, when he extinguished the Neros, that's when he was able to light the Ketores. And the Magid says that there's an incredible and overwhelming lesson contained in these words. He says, Limdo Lechabos Bohemes Haislavos Bishas HaTzorech. The Rebbe says something amazing. He says the Neros represent not just a commitment to Torah, but they represent a passionate commitment to Torah. Fire represents almost an incredible and overwhelming passion. Fire represents an intensity. And says the Rebbe, we know that in our Yiddishkeit, one of the things that we strive for most is hislavos, is an incredible sense of excitement, an incredible passion, an incredible fire for our Yiddishkeit. And the truth is, it's not just in Yiddishkeit. We recognize that to be successful in anything in life, one has to bring the fire of passion to them. It's true in relationships, it's true in my career, it's true in my Yiddishkeit, it's true in everything in life. If you want to be successful about something, you have to be passionate. You know, it reminds me of the Vart that I've said over many times. There's machlokis in the Shan Beisila when it comes to Chanukah. At what point in time does one go ahead and fulfill the mitzvah of Neros Chanukah? So Beis Shammai says, Hanocha osa mitzvah. When you place the menorah down in the right place, that's what forges the identity of the mitzvah. When you place it down, place the menorah down, that's what creates the mitzvah. Beis Hillel says, no, hadlaka osa mitzvah. It's the kindling of the menorah which affects the mitzvah. And there are various halachic nafkuminis, practical differences halachically between these two opinions. We know we paskin like Beis Hillel, which is hadlaka osa mitzvah. We fulfill the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah at the moment you kindle the menorah. And the Rebbe, Rabbi Yitzchak Gaberditchev, says so beautifully that that concept is not just a concept by Chanukah, but rather we hold hadlaka osa mitzvah. It is the kindling, it is the fire, it is the passion that makes a mitzvah, without the hadlaka, without the kindling, then at the end of the day, what do you have? You have a series of mechanistic details that are void of meaning, that are void of depth, that are void of relationship. Now again, of course, I have to do the mitzvahs anyway, even if I'm not passionate about it. But that's not what I strive for. What I yearn to do at the end of the day is hadlaka osa mitzvah. I could fulfill the mitzvah even without the kindling. I could fulfill the mitzvah even without the fire. But it's the hadlaka, it's the kindling that really makes the mitzvah into a mitzvah. And we hear that Mezritcher Maggid says something amazing. He says that is absolutely true. Hadlaka osa mitzvah. It is the fire, it is the passion, it is the intensity that breathes life into our Yiddishkeit. Yet, at the same time, lindu lechabos bachemes haeslavus b'shas hatzorech. There are certain times where you have to extinguish the fire. There are certain times, says the Mezritcher Maggid, where a person has to become dispassionate in order to be able to accomplish something great in life. See, what the Rebbe is saying is as follows, that there are times in life where hislavos, where passion, where intensity, where fire are great, and there are other times where they could be where that midah, that attribute of passion, of fiery intensity, could be detrimental. There are times in life where in order to be successful, I have to take a deep breath, and I have to become dispassionate. I have to remove the emotion. I have to remove the intensity. I think very often this comes up in the realm of interpersonal relationships, in the realm of interpersonal realities. That sometimes, again, things happen, people hurt us, people offend us, and sometimes the hurt is so intense, and I want to forge my reaction based on the intensity of the emotion in that moment. And the Rebbe says that sometimes in life, sometimes in life you have to extinguish the flame. Sometimes in life you have to extinguish the intensity. Sometimes in life you have to go ahead. You have to drain the emotion in order to be able to have a measured response. And the truth is, we could take the Rebbe's words a step further. Because why is the Torah teaching us this lesson in Ketores? You know, the Medrash brings down that the Ribbono Shel Olam says that out of all of the Karbanos, and of all the offerings and all of the services that you do in the Mishkan, my favorite is the Ketores. Ketores is what the Ribbono Shel Olam's favorite is. And Chazal explained why is Ketores the favorite? Because every single other karban, every single other service has a meaning. I'm bringing it for a reason. I bring a karban chatos because I committed an aveira, I sinned, and so I need to bring a chatos. I bring a toda because I was in a life-threatening situation and now I was saved. But why do we bring Ketores? See, the amazing part about Ketores is it's incense and it's fully burned on the altar, right? I don't get to eat anything. I don't get to keep anything. Under normal circumstances, you have karbanos. Some karbanos, the owners get to eat. The kohanim get to eat. There's a hide that gets to be used. There's fats and other limbs that are burned on the mizbeach. Everybody gets a piece. Ketores is totally subsumed, is totally consumed, and goes up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ketores represents a selfless commitment to Hashem. And what the Maggid is telling us, the Ribbono Shel Olam is telling us is as follows. The goal is to be a Ketores Jew. The goal is to be the kind of person who is so devoted, selflessly devoted to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that everything in my life is somehow directed towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything I do, somehow, some way, is a form of service to the Ribbono Shel Olam. A very high level to be a Ketores Jew. Because sometimes I'm more of a utilitarian Jew. I'm going to do the mitzvahs, I'm going to do the different things, but I have my motivations. And by the way, there's nothing wrong. If that's where I'm holding, then Baruch Hashem, that's a great place to be. As long as I have upward aspirational desires, I want to be more. I want to be a Ketores Jew. I want to be a Jew whose every movement, whose every decision is motivated by my love, my concern, my commitment, my relationship towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in order to do that, in order to become a Ketores Jew, you need to have two sides of the same coin. You know, you can only offer up Ketores if you have fire. If there's no fire, you can't offer Ketores. If there's no passion, if there's no intensity, you can't offer up the Ketores. On the other hand, the Ketores could only be offered up behetivo es haneros, when you know when to extinguish the fire.
when you know when to become dispassionate, when you know ultimately sometimes how to extinguish the flame of this intensity. So it turns out that life, like in most things we learn, is this dialectic, is this two-sided coin between sometimes hadlaka osa mitzvah, sometimes again I have to go ahead and have the fire of intensity, the fire of passion, and at other times behetivoes haneros, and at other times I have to know when to extinguish the flame. The Ribbono Shel Olam teaches us this most magnificent lesson, that we should be zochei meret Hashem to become Ketores Jews. We should be zochei meret Hashem to become the kind of people who don't just do things for utilitarian purposes, who don't just do things for either personal or national gain, even for spiritual gain, but do it because we have the opportunity to serve. Do it because we're given such a beautiful privilege to have a relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam. But to be a Ketores Jew, we have to be zochei to find the courage to find this balance, to know when to lead lives like the Rebbe Rabbi Yitzchak tells us of hadlaka usa mitzvah, to lead passionate lives, intense lives, fiery lives of commitment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, commitment to the other, commitment to ourselves, while at the same time recognizing that sometimes the best decisions are not made in the heat of passion. Sometimes the best decisions are made when the candles are extinguished. Sometimes the best decisions are made when we're able to take a deep breath, be a bit more dispassionate, be a bit less intense, be a bit more level-headed. Sometimes it's when we're able to extinguish the flame that we are able to make good and meaningful life decisions. May we be zochei meret Hashem to rise, to become Ketores Jews. May we be zochei meret Hashem to find the wisdom. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us the wisdom to know when to light the fire and to know when to extinguish it. Wishing everyone a beautiful and restful Shabbos Kodesh.